Q&A. Elaine Schaefer and Jack Benzie, seniors with Latitude, shares tips and recommendations about traveling as seniors. Elaine Schaefer and Jack Benzie, seniors with Latitude, global lifestyle specialists. There are so many ways to travel, we could go on forever. We prefer to travel together, just the two of us. Except for our travel to Africa, we pretty much plan our own trips. Nowadays, we generally fly first class and travel with only a carry-on and a backpack. We do not do hostels, couch surfing or budget airlines. There's nothing wrong with any of that, it's just not for us. Clothing consists of multi-use, washable clothing suitable for layering. Our hiking pants double as shorts, our heavy jackets have zip-out liners, so they are two jackets in one, raincoats are also windbreakers, the list goes on. I always use packing cubes. If the weather changes and we need something, we either get it from the thrift store, the ones in the UK are excellent, or we buy something inexpensive and donate it prior to leaving. We believe there is always a workaround, no matter the situation. We stay situationally alert, never stand in the middle of the sidewalk, trying to read our Google map, put our iPhones in our back pocket or wear flashy clothes or jewelry. Trying local cuisine is always fun, even if we don't know what it is. And remember to bring your patience, smile, and sense of humor with you. Happy travels. 1. What inspired you to embrace full-time travel as seniors? Pet sitting, which was a relatively new concept back when we started it in 2013, was our initial inspiration. It seemed the perfect way to blend our love of animals while traveling the world. Free lodging and lovely pets. What could possibly go wrong? We wrote a blog post about this. We loved it. We followed up our first international 10-day pet sit Australia with 3 months in the UK the following summer. We were hooked. 2. How did your approach to travel change as you got older? Jack worked for the Navy, so he traveled throughout his career. My traveling was limited to occasional vacations. Once we started pet sitting, we realized how much we enjoyed what we now call slow travel. It really gave us an opportunity to integrate into the area and see so much more than just being on a vacation. 3. Do you ever feel like you started traveling at the perfect time in life, or do you wish you had begun earlier? We think the timing was perfect to start traveling as seniors. There were too many other things to take care of prior to that time. As sitters, you have a lot of responsibility for the owner's house and their pets. It's nice to be able to do that without responsibilities lingering back home. 4. What are your top strategies for planning senior-friendly trips? Social media is our go-to resource. We used to go to the library and get books on our intended destination, but now we join Facebook groups, read Reddit, or ask questions on Nextdoor or Quora. You can get an incredible amount of up-to-date information from these resources. Some seniors may be intimidated by social media or reluctant to get on Facebook. We say make it a family affair. There's always a grandchild, cousin, niece, nephew, or friend willing to help. A lot of people get on Facebook and don't really share much beyond their name and a profile picture, which is required to join some of the groups. But the information you read in return is worth it. We often go off season and look for bargains, booking our cruise last minute with a third-party vendor saved us a lot. Many people sing the praises of Costco travel as being affordable while maintaining excellence. If you like group travel, There are many. Designed just for seniors. Rhodes Scholar is for 50 plus and is educational to boot. 5. How do you decide on your next destination? Is it based on accessibility, budget, or something else? We started out doing budget travel, which is primarily what we called our pet sitting. You could control your expenses, depending on what transportation you chose and what pet sits were available. For the times in between sits, we chose budget hotels and then started staying at Airbnbs. We both have travel credit cards that give us points towards airfare and lodging. Over time we were able to utilize these to bear the cost of more expensive travel. As to how we choose our next destination, it's really a combination of interest, cost, timing, and how hard it is to get there. 6. Do you prefer slow travel, or do you enjoy a faster-paced itinerary? Slow travel is the way to go. However, having said that, we VE also enjoyed some special occasion travel like staying at the IHG Intercontinental Thalasso Spa Resort in Bora Bora for our 10th anniversary. That was one that we saved for, but we used our IHG credit card and got a ton of points. 7. What are some travel essentials that you never leave home without? I love my cappuccino, so I never leave home without my portable milk frother. My iPhone is essential. Download maps of your travel destination so you'll have them even if you're offline. I'll also purchase an eSIM on occasion. The cost is minimal and totally worth it when you are lost and need to Google for directions or info. We have good walking shoes and always travel with a lightweight raincoat which doubles as a windbreaker. A crossbody purse for women is a must. Worn hanging across your chest or stomach is a great way to keep your valuables safe. Most of the things I bring are for comfort. For example, a travel blanket, a neck cushion, my Thermarest inflatable seat cushion, neck scarf, and of course, our Bose noise-canceling headset. Listening to the sound of the airplane the entire trip is truly exhausting. You don't know the difference until you experience it. There are so many things available now that help to make travel comfortable. Whatever your aches and pains, get something to help with that. 8. How do you manage healthcare needs while traveling, especially in foreign countries? A medical condition or health issues shouldn't stop you from traveling. Before you go, check with your doctor. Get extra refills of prescriptions, if needed. Find out where urgent care and hospitals are at your destination. That was one of the many questions we asked the homeowner upon arriving for a pet sit. Often, they drive us around town and show us where to go for an emergency and where their vet is. The bottom line is, do the best you can. Fortunately, we've never been hospitalized in a foreign country, but we've both seen doctors. I had 2 occasions to see a dentist while in Mexico, and Jack was seen by 2 different doctors while in Cuenca, Ecuador. You just need some patience and flexibility and the willingness to accept that things may be different than what you're used to at home. So far it's always worked out. 9. Do you have travel insurance recommendations for seniors? We are affiliate partner of Travelex Insurance and Insure My Trip and select coverage from these as desired. We always get medical evacuation insurance coverage up to 1M. 10. What are some ways you stay active and healthy while on the road? My favorite question. Usually, we can get our exercise by exploring the area. We are big on hiking, walking, swimming, etc. Our second choice is the internet. We used to do exercises with Swrkit, which is just one of many free exercise apps. If you prefer video, you can find tons of exercise sites on YouTube, which are also free. Or subscribe to your fave exercise guru either online or via an app. I've had an online coach for so long that I finally took him up on a lifetime membership. I also subscribe to Do Yoga with me and am an affiliate at One Pet Sit, which didn't have a walkable neighborhood. We joined a local gym and took aerobic classes. It was great fun and we are still friends with the gym gals to this day. We also joined a gym in Cuenca, Ecuador, and got to know several other expats. Local grocery stores and bulletin boards are often good sources of exercise opportunities. Or check out Airbnb experiences. You can filter the experiences using sports or wellness. We did a Tai Chi class in San Miguel de Allende in Mexico one time. 11. Have you faced any health-related travel challenges, and how did you handle them? I felt a little off as we left Cao I, where we were living at the time, heading for a pet sit in Portugal. Upon arrival in Lisbon, I tried for 2 days to sleep if off to no avail. I never got out of bed. We continued to Oliveira do Hospital to meet the home pet owners. I felt terrible. After they left on their journey, I tried to go to the hospital emergency, but I wasn't bleeding, so they suggested urgent care. Urgent care rejected me, as the care was only for locals. We finally called the owners and found out there was an English-speaking pharmacy nearby. They were able to provide some medication that helped immensely. This was our most difficult experience, as we were in a very local area of mainly Portuguese-speaking people, so communication was touch and go. But we stayed calm and worked our way through our options. I did finally recover and went on to enjoy our sit. 12. What are the biggest challenges in finding senior-friendly accommodations? The biggest challenge is comfort. As we've aged, our bodies are less tolerant of discomfort and the resulting aches and pains. It can really ruin your travel. On longer flights, upgrade your seating if possible. If not, bring some comfort items mentioned. In 8. Read reviews of hotel, Airbnb, etc. before booking. You can learn a lot. Consider the transportation needed to arrive at a destination. The 3-hour boat ride we took from Belize City to Ambergris Cay would have been more uncomfortable if not for my Thermarest inflatable seat cushion. 13. Are there specific hotel chains, cruise lines, or airlines that you find especially accommodating for older travelers? We fly Delta quite often and find their seating comfortable and their seat back entertainment pleasant. We can't say the same for American. Even in first class, the seats are uncomfortable, and entertainment is by streaming on your personal device. We do not fly discount carriers because our bodies don't care for bare bones. If your budget requires this, bring your comfort extras. While in the UK, we stayed in the Premier Inn motels, which are budget-friendly while also comfortable. We do not stay in hostels or shared rooms. We have memberships at several of the larger hotel chains, so we get points towards future stays. IHG and Bonvoy are two of our favorites. As for cruise lines, forget the large cruise ships, which are often geared towards families. Unless, of course, you are traveling with extended family. Our cruise on the Windstar line was perfect, with a maximum of at 320 passengers. 14. What are your best tips for ensuring an accessible and comfortable stay? Research is key. We plan our own trips, but if you don't feel up to that, there are many travel agencies that cater to seniors. If social media isn't your thing, you can find tons of info just by Googling your destination. Fodors, Fromers, Lonely Planet, etc. all have website where you can ask questions. 15. How do you budget for long-term travel? As retirees, long-term planning is key for our more luxurious travel, i.e. our 15th wedding anniversary trip to the Maldives, which we intersperse with more budget-minded travel. Again, having travel and airline credit cards and memberships in the major hotel chains is important. When you want to just get away inexpensively, go for a pet sit or house sit. It helps to mix it up. 16. What are the best ways for seniors to save on travel expenses? Travel off-season, travel to the lesser-known destinations, book last-minute cruises, vacations, etc. that are often deeply discounted, try Costco, and of course, pet and house sitting. There are many ways to travel no matter your budget. VolunteerHQ.org has volunteer opportunities all over the world for those 40 and over. Whatever your passion, it's out there if you just look for it. 17. Have you found any creative ways to make travel more affordable? House, pet sitting, volunteering, church groups that go on missions, loyalty programs at the major hotels, travel credit cards, etc. 18. Do you think long-term travel as a senior is more affordable than people assume? I think if you really want to travel, you can. There are so many opportunities, I could go on forever. 19. What types of travel experiences do you enjoy the most? We enjoy being in nature, off the beaten path and luxury. We are not much on history, but enjoy good food. We've done 2 horseback safaris in the Okavango Delta and tracked a rhino on foot at the Camarino Sanctuary, both in Botswana, and enjoyed a jeep safari in Hoedspruit, South Africa. Snorkeling in the Maldives, Bora Bora, Moria, and of course, in Hawaii, is excellent. We climb temples and other ruins in Belize, Mexico and Scotland. Spain was an adventure in architecture and food. We saw the Lipizzaner horses at the Spanish Riding School in Vienna, then went to the Piper Stud farm in Austria to see where they are born. We stay fit and active at home in Sedona AZ by hiking and exercise, and we enjoy the same while traveling. It's so much fun. 20. What are some destinations that exceeded your expectations? Maldives, definitely. Africa is simply incredible. We've had many wonderful adventures, but I'd say snorkeling in Maldives and Bora Bora and safaris in Africa are right at the top. 21. Have you ever felt unwelcome or out of place? As older travelers, we have never felt unwelcome due to our age. We smile and lot and keep a good sense of humor while traveling. That helps overcome most anything. 22. What are the biggest misconceptions about senior travel? The biggest misconception about aging in general, which also applies to travel, is that you get old and decrepit. We have never embraced that attitude. Yes, our knees hurt from hiking, we get pains here and there, but we have also enjoyed massage in many different countries, along with red light therapy, Reiki, and more. We don't believe that old age equates with poor health. 23. Have you ever faced ageism while traveling? I have to laugh at this one. While at the Rhino Sanctuary, I had to sign a waiver because I was over 70. The organization was concerned I wouldn't be able to walk long enough to keep up with the guide. As it turns out, I think we wore the guide out. We were so excited to be tracking a rhino. 24. What has been the most difficult aspect of long-term travel as seniors? The most difficult aspect of any travel aside from trying to decide where to go is to learn to roll with the punches. Our travel plans have not always gone smoothly. On our very first pet sit in Australia, our afternoon flight from Sydney to the sit destination was cancelled. The next flight was several hours later, leaving us to arrive in the dark. The homeowner was leaving early the next morning, so she drove us around in the dark, pointing out where to walk the dog, where to buy groceries, etc. Fortunately, that pet sit was the best dog ever. The other fun thing that happened there is that the heat went out in the house, and this was in September when it was still cold. Thank goodness for the heat lamp in the bathroom. We de-shower at night, stand under the heat lamp to get dressed, and jump in the bed. We've had mishaps and meltdowns throughout the years, but we've always managed. Like I said earlier, having a sense of humor, and the ability to laugh at yourself goes a long way. And when you're seeking solutions, you may find they are quite different than what you're accustomed to at home. So keeping an open mind is key. 25. Have you ever had to change your travel plans due to physical limitations or unexpected circumstances? The only time we had to change travel plans was in 2021 with COVID. We were on our way to our last pet sit in the UK, after which we were going to explore the Algarve in Portugal. Instead, we took the last direct flight from Heathrow to Salt Lake City and returned home. We had flights cancelled and even had a train cancelled once in the UK. En route to a pet sit, we always find a workaround and manage to complete our travel itinerary. 26. What advice would you give to seniors who want to travel but feel hesitant? Reach out to support groups, be it via FB travel groups online, your church or spiritual group, or someone you know who travels. Start small if you are hesitant. This past week we drove to a nearby town, spent the night, attended an event the following day, then drove home. If that's too much, stay cation in your own town. We did that too. When they painted our condo, bring a friend if you are solo. Plan a 1 or 2 day trip to build your confidence. Use a travel agent and go somewhere for 3 to 5 days. It's all about establishing a comfort level and confidence. I'd also suggest reading our blog, seniorswithlatitude.com. We've written many articles on pet sitting, how to stay safe while traveling, how to avoid travel problems, and so much more. 27. How do you handle fears or doubts about new destinations? We follow the news and are mindful of areas of unrest and avoid them. We dress and act appropriately so as to not draw attention to ourselves. We are aware of our surroundings and stay in well-lit populated areas. It's a lot of common sense and situational awareness. 28. What's your personal travel motto or philosophy? Our personal travel philosophy is we haven't been there yet. 29. If someone is on the fence about senior travel, what would you say to encourage them to take the leap? I'd refer them to our seniorwithlatitude.com website for real-life examples of travel to help them gain confidence. I'd also talk to them to uncover their specific fear and work to help them resolve it. They might also seek out a travel coach. I am in the process of becoming certified at this time. 30. Are there any bucket list destinations you haven't checked off yet? We still want to do the Inside Passage in Alaska, but since we visited the Maldives and Africa, we need new bucket list entries. Right now, our interests lie with Croatia, Italy, Greece, as well as Uruguay, Argentina, and Chile. 31. Do you see yourselves continuing this lifestyle indefinitely? We plan to travel until for some unknown reason we can't or don't want to anymore. There's so much to see in the world, and travel makes you a better, more patient and tolerant person. You gain insight into other cultures along with new perspectives that you would not otherwise achieve. You learn new ways of doing things, and that there is more than one right way. Travel broadens horizons and truly bridges difference, which can only be done through personal experience. After all, we are all one. 32. How has travel changed your perspective on aging? Travel has shown us how much fun it is to be retired and able to explore our world. 33. If you could do it all over again, is there anything you'd do differently? We've had a few mishaps here and there, but we wouldn't change a thing. Seniorswithlatitude.com, Facebook.com, Seniorswithlatitude, Instagram.com, Seniorswithlatitude. Travel writers and bloggers, travel photography, travel consultants, international house and pet sitters.